Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. Things happen in this world that we have no capabilities of understanding. There are so many things that we can't see or know about to even begin comprehending why things happen. The Pasuk says, Ki shiv'atayim yukam kayin, which the Arizal revealed to be saying, that Kayin would come back into the world after 7 generations from Abraham to fix the wrongdoings he did the first time he lived. The word Yukam stands for Yitro, Kayin, and Mitzri. Kayin was jealous of his brother Hevel for 2 reasons, one of which was the twin sister that was born with Hevel, whom he married. Because Kayin killed Hevel and buried him in the earth, he needed to come back as the Mitzri that Moshe Rabbeinu killed and buried in the earth. As we know, Moshe Rabbeinu had the neshama of Hevel, which was able to rectify that wrongdoing of Kayin. Additionally, Kayin came back as Yitro, who needed to give his daughter to Moshe Rabbeinu in order to rectify wanting Hevel's wife beforehand. This is just a tiny glimpse into some of the happenings in our history. Those episodes alone have an infinite amount of other calculations which Hashem had in setting them up. This world is just a stepping stone to the next world. This world is fleeting, while the next world is eternal. The Sefer Gan Eden VeGehinam brings many accountings of people who were pronounced clinically dead, who ended up coming back to life. They are all basically with the same theme. One woman said, after I saw what it was like in the upper world, I didn't want to come back here anymore. I cried for a full week after coming back until I finally came to terms with me needing to be here longer. If tragedy occurs, lo aleinu, the best response for a person is to say, it's me'et Hashem. The person who passed on is much happier where he is. It is only us who don't understand. When Rav Yonatan Eibshitz's brother-in-law passed away, he wrote a letter to his widowed sister-in-law to give her chizuk. After empathizing with her pain, one of the things he said was, I beg of you, please give honor to Hashem and don't be in extreme pain. Accepting the will of Hashem with love will heal you and bring blessings to your children. Hashem is the one who raises our children anyway, and he doesn't need anybody's help to do it. A man related that he grew up in a family with 11 siblings. Right before his bar mitzvah, his mother, lo aleinu, passed away from a dreaded sickness. It was an enormous tragedy, and the loss was extremely difficult for the family to deal with. Years later, after this man was already married and learning in Kollel, he went to the Rebbe of Lubavitch for chizuk. The Rebbe took out a folded piece of paper, which this man's mother wrote during the last year of her life, which she gave to the Rebbe. The man couldn't believe his eyes, seeing the letter in his mother's handwriting. It spoke about how she accepted her fate and realized that it was coming entirely from Hashem. She wrote that as hard as it was to fathom that leaving 12 orphans could be good, she wholeheartedly accepted be'emunah shelema that Hashem was doing the best possible thing for her and them. She was just asking the Rebbe for a beracha, that all of her children should grow up in the ways of Hashem and fulfill their potential. The young man, who himself worked hard on his emunah, was so impressed with those words of his mother. He asked the Rebbe if he could keep the letter. The Rebbe then told him, every year on Yom Kippur before Kal Nidre, He himself takes out the letter and reads it. A letter of pure emunah to help him with his tefillot on Yom Kippur. The young man was happy that the Rebbe should keep the letter. He received so much chizuk, knowing how much emunah his mother had. It's impossible for us to begin to fathom the ways of Hashem, because we have so little information. But we can achieve high levels of emunah by recognizing that Hashem is always doing the absolute best, and it is us who are deficient. Have a great day.